World-class sprinters can complete the 100 meters in under 10 seconds. In this sport, you're world-class at just 8 seconds. And it's those 8 seconds for which a movie was made about one of the greatest to ever compete. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the 1980s, rodeo fans and the world came to know one of the best bull riders the world has ever seen.
He's a young man from Oklahoma who wanted to become the best bull rider in the world, like so many other young men. But he had the skills and the talent, but most importantly, also had a personality that people were really drawn to.
Mike Castle is speaking of the legendary Lane Frost.
From the late 1980s all the way until July of 1989, he was the force to be reckoned with in the rodeo world.
Frost was the world champion bull rider in 1987, and his fame was so big that a series of special events was held where Frost attempted to ride Red Rock, a previously unridden bull, in over 300 attempts. Frost completed an 8-second ride on 4 of the 7 challenges. But it is a ride here in Cheyenne on July 30th, 1989, that will forever link Frost to this city.
But unfortunately, the ride isn't everything. It's also getting off. When he got off the bull, unfortunately, he was thrown by the animal, landed in the dirt. The bull spun around, and before the bullfighters were able to intervene, the bull drove his horns into Lane Frost's back.
The crowd at the nation's oldest and grandest rodeo witnessed Frost score a ride of 85. A great ride, but it would be his last.
Lane Frost got up, walked a couple of steps, and dropped down again. The goring that he took broke a major artery around the area of his kidneys, and he never had a chance. And he died in the arena floor.
Frost was just 25, and his death is now decades ago. But people still come to this place to connect, in a sense, with the rodeo great. Mike says a good number of those who visit just happen to have the name Lane. Their families naming one of their children from one of the best bull riders who ever set foot in the arena. Traveling the countryside in Cheyenne, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCrae.